ஆதாரமிலேன் அருளை பெறவே நீதான் ஒரு சற்றும் நினைந்திலையே வேதாகம ஞான வினோத மனோ தீதா சுரலோக சிகாமணியே. அபூர்வ, டுடேஸ் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் அ மாஸ்டர் கிளாஸ் இன் சரண்டர். அருணகிரிநாதர் பிளேஸ் அ ஹெல்ப்லெஸ்னஸ் கார்டு டு வின் ஓவர் முருகாஸ் ஹார்ட். ஹி சேஸ், லார்ட், ஐ ஹவ் அப்சல்யூட்லி ஜீரோ சப்போர்ட் ஆர் மெரிட்.
வாட் இஸ் ஆதாரமிலேன் மீன்? Does he mean he has no backup plan or no family support?
Not in the worldly sense. He means I have no spiritual qualifications, Aadharam, no great deeds and no intense penance to earn your grace. He admits he doesn't have the resume to get the job of being a devotee.
Oh, he's saying I'm empty-handed, so you are my only hope. But he also sounds a bit disappointed when he says, Nee daan or a satrum ninaindilaye.
Yes, it's a sweet complaint. He says, I might lack merit, but you are the ocean of mercy. Can't you think of me for even a second? Then he describes Muruga as Vedagama Jnana Vinoda, the one who finds delight in the wisdom of the Vedas and Agamas.
And what about Manu Ditha?
It comes from Manas, mind, and Atita, beyond. He is the Lord who is beyond the reach of the human mind and logic. He calls him Suraloga Sighamani, the crown jewel of the celestial world.
I get it. He's saying, O crown jewel, you who are beyond even the highest wisdom, please look down at me who has nothing but you. Okay, dude, what is today's takeaway?
Today's takeaway? 1. Qualification in helplessness. You don't need a perfect record to ask for grace. Admitting your limitations and saying, I have no other support but you, is the fastest way to attract divine attention. 2. Beyond logic. Muruga is Manoditha. He is beyond the logical mind. Stop trying to understand him and start feeling his presence through surrender.
Got it, Vedant. Instead of pretending to be perfect, I'll just tell Muruga, I've got nothing, so you've got to help me out.
That's the shortcut. He loves that honesty more than any complex ritual, Apurva. Okay then, see you tomorrow for verse 28.